Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is mostly sunny with comfortable temperatures, making it a great day to be outside. In Jerusalem, expect clear skies. Tel Aviv is slightly warmer with a gentle sea breeze. Haifa enjoys pleasant conditions with mild temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF has killed a second Hezbollah commander in recent strikes in southern Lebanon. Also, JNS reports that Israel's energy minister Katz warned that no score in any arena will remain unsettled following recent clashes in Lebanon. Also this hour, Mariv reports that the IDF conducted strikes in Lebanon last night in response to Hezbollah's recent actions. Separately, the Times of Israel notes that Israeli strikes have been reported in southern Lebanon, as the defense minister vows to settle scores. And finally, Ynet reports of widespread attacks on the Ali Taher Ridge in Lebanon, where IDF soldiers were previously injured. Reaction has been swift on social media. Bassem Eid, a Palestinian human rights activist, posted just minutes ago that Hezbollah violated the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire again, injuring three IDF soldiers. Al Arabiya English provided a link to their latest coverage on the situation. Amishai Chikli, an Israeli politician, expressed gratitude to a friend online, posting a heartfelt thank you. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report, the IDF's recent strikes targeted a Hezbollah commander following an incident where three IDF soldiers were wounded. The strikes are part of Israel's broader response to Hezbollah's aggressive actions over the weekend. This escalation signals a potential increase in tensions along the border, impacting regional stability. Turning to JNS's coverage, Israel's energy minister Katz emphasized that Israel will not leave any conflict unresolved. This comes after a senior Hezbollah commander was killed in retaliation for attacks on IDF soldiers. Katz's statement underscores Israel's firm stance on security matters amid rising tensions. Meanwhile, Mariv highlights that the IDF struck Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon last night. This follows Hezbollah's recent terror actions. The continued military actions reflect Israel's strategy to respond decisively to threats, raising concerns about further escalation in the region. Separately, the Times of Israel reports on additional Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon, as the defense minister reinforces the commitment to settle scores. The IDF has named the second Hezbollah commander killed in the recent sorties, indicating a focused operation against Hezbollah leadership. The situation remains volatile with ongoing military engagement. And finally, Ynet details the extensive attacks on the Ali Taher Ridge area following injuries to IDF soldiers. Reports from Lebanon describe a wave of airstrikes and artillery shelling, highlighting the intensity of the conflict. The offensive actions are likely to affect civilian life in the area and complicate diplomatic efforts. On the economic front, first, Tech reports that Israel's inflation rate has fallen to its lowest level in 5 years, with the July Consumer Price Index rising by only 0.3%. This decrease suggests stabilizing economic conditions, although travel costs remain a factor in inflation. Separately, Mariv Business discusses concerning demographic trends in Europe, indicating an aging population and the need for immigration. While not directly tied to Israel, these shifts could impact global markets and immigration policies that affect Israel. And finally, Ynet Business notes that Our Crowd has appointed a new CEO, Callie Chill, after a transitional year. This leadership change at the Israeli venture capital firm could influence its strategic direction and investment decisions moving forward. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.